I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is watching India closely. Nearly 2 million people in Northeast India were recently stripped of their citizenship simply because they follow a non-Hindu faith. Greg Musselman, a spokesperson for Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says reports of Christian persecution are on the rise too. In one incident, extremists attacked an elderly Christian woman as she walked along the road during a Hindu festival. The attackers claimed she defiled the roadway and they stopped people who tried to save her.
I think the first thing and most important thing is we pray that the believers would not, be paralyzed by fear, that they would continue to do what God has called them to do, in building a Christian community and sharing the message of Jesus' love, and that they would have wisdom.
And local churches partner with Slava Gospel Association each year to help vulnerable kids in Russia during Christmas. This outreach is called Emmanuel's Child, and SGA's Eric Mock says it's not the gift that kids care most about. It's the paper star that holds the name and city of a family who's committed to praying for that child.
But I've been in outreaches where the kids set all of their gifts aside. They set their Bible aside, although some clutched the Bible. And they want to know who is the family. What is the name of the family that is handwritten on that card? They cannot believe that there's a person on the other side of the world praying for them and thinking about them.
These simple stars build relationships and create gospel sharing opportunities. Learn how to put your name on a star at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by founder Peter Dynica. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.